Today we continue in the second parak of Masechus Arla, and today we are learning Mishnayos Tes and Yud of the second parak of Arla. Please excuse my post Simchas Torah voice, but we'll try to power through this. So both Mishnayos Tes and Yud discuss cases where both Iser and Heter fall into a food, and I shouldn't say that. Mishnah Tes discusses a case where both Iser and Heter falls into a food and impacts the food, whereas Mishnah Yud discusses two different Isurim that fall into the food and impact the food in combination with each other. So let's see Mishnah test first. Sa'ar shel chulin shnafal l'toch isa. If you have a chulin yeast that falls into a dough, so the dough becomes leavened, it rises as a result of a regular, perfectly good kosher yeast that fell into the dough, and v'chimtza, right, the dough became chametz, so it rose like a dough should. V'achar kach nafal sa'ar shel truma o sa'ar shel kelei kerem. And then after the dough already rose, after the dough already became chametz, then another yeast fell into the dough, and this yeast was usher, this was truma, it was kilea kerem that falls into the dough. So the yesh bo kedei l'chametz, not only was it truma or kilea kerem, it was enough truma or kilea kerem to be machmitz the dough on its own. So the Tanakhama says aser, that the dough becomes aser, and Rabbi Shimon matir. Rabbi Shimon holds that the dough is going to be mutter. So the Rabbi Shimon holds that since the extra yeast that fell in is not going to make the dough better, adraba, it's going to make the dough worse, because once the dough is already risen, to have too much yeast in the dough is going to make the dough inedible or less edible. So since it makes the dough worse, it's not going to aser the dough. This is a broad principle that we have in Hilchos Tarovos called Nosin Tam Lefgam. Now, whenever something gives a negative taste, an iser gives a negative taste into the heter, it ruins the taste of the otherwise kosher food. So the iser does not prohibit that otherwise kosher food. So that's why Rabbi Shimon is matir. Question is, why in the world are the chachamim? Why are the chachamim aser? Don't they agree to the principle of nosin tam lefgam? So the Bar Tanur points out, shayni hacha shu osa osa ruuya lechametz bakami isos acheros. That ein achinami, it may ruin this dough, but now this dough has the ability, it has so much chimutz in it, it has so much yeast in it, that it now has the ability to serve as a yeast to be machmitz other doughs. So while you're losing on the taste of this dough, you're gaining on what it's going to be able to do as far as impacting other doughs. And the Bar Tanur says, v'alacha k'chachamim, we paskin like the chachamim over here. This is a fascinating conversation that you have in Hilchos Tarovos as well. What if I put an ingredient into, I have a kosher chicken soup, and then I put an ingredient that's not kosher into the soup, but the ingredient makes the soup much worse. It makes it not taste nearly as good. So you would think, that's no Saint Tam Lefgam. That's going to be usher. Yeah, but what if I make up for in volume what I lose in taste? Meaning, I need to feed 20 people, they're all coming to my house for a su'uda. I only have enough chicken soup for 15 people. So I put in a whole bunch of stuff that makes the chicken soup not as good, but now I have enough to feed 20 people. So do we assume that external factors other than taste can overpower the nosin tam lefgam factor? That nosin tam lefgam makes something mutter, but maybe external factors can overpower that. So that seems to be the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, and we pass like the Tanakhama, like the Chachamim, that say that it's Aser. Mishnah Yud now talks about what happens if you have a variety of different Isurim that fall into a Dvar Heter, but none of the Isurim on their own would have been able to have an impact on the Heter. It's only in combination with each other. So there are two ways that could happen. That could either happen by, let's say, you have pepper, right? And you have some pepper that's Truma, some pepper that's Orla, some pepper that's Kilei Kerem, I guess it can't be Kilei Kerem, but some pepper that's Asherah, whatever. Different Isurim, but it's all pepper. And in combination, they impact the food. The other way for that to happen is that it's all Orla, let's say, but you have pepper, and you have oil, and you have wine, all of Orla. And so it's one Isser, but it's many different meaning. So the Mishnah discusses both of those cases. Tavlin Shnayim Shlosha Shemos Mimin Echad. If you have different Isurim that are all the same min, so you have Truma, and you have Orla, Kala, and you have Kilei HaKerem, but it's all the same min. It's all one thing. O Mishlosha, or you have spices of different types of spices, different types of tavlinim, but they're all the same iser. They all happen to be orla. So in either of those cases, asur mitstarfin, the different spices combine with each other to be to asur the food. As long as in combination with each other they give tam into the food, they asur the food. Rabbi Shimon Omer, shnayim u'shlosha shemos mimin echad o shnei min. He says that if it's two or three different isurim, even if it's the same type of spice, or it's multiple types of spices, even if it's the same isur, then not mitzarif. The only way you'll be mitzarif multiple spices is if it's the same spice and the same isur. Only if you have multiple peppers of the same isur that fall in, then they'll be mitzarif. But either one, if you're lacking either one of those things, it's either not the same shame iser, or it's not the same spice, then they're not going to be mitzarif with each other, even though in combination they do have some sort of impact on the food. So, and the Bar Tanura concludes over here also, ve'ein halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, that once again, we pass on to the Tanna Kama. So to summarize what we learned today, we learned two Mishnahs where you have a machlokas between the Tanna Kama and Rabbi Shimon in each Mishnah. In Mishnah Tes, the machlokas was about a yeast, an usher yeast that fell into a dough that had already risen, that was already, the chimutz already happened from a kosher yeast. So the Tanakhama said that it's going to be usher, and Rabbi Shimon said that it's going to be mutter, and we paskin like the Tanakhama. And then in Mishnah Yud, we learned that if you have multiple spices that in combination manage to impact the food, the Tanakhama said that whether it's multiple shemos iser or it's multiple types of spices, they'll still all be mitzaref with each other. Whereas Rabbi Shimon said, no, they're only mitzaref with each other if it's the same spice and the same shemisser. And once again, we do not paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Mishnah Yud Aleph.